Do you have a problem to find the best employee, best staff, and don't know what to do, how to find the best staff member, and how to check the potential? So don't worry, you are at the right platform. And here I will be sharing with you people that how you can form a team, how you can find the right candidate. So this is Praveen Dhankhad and you're listening to my podcast. So let's keep on listening and let's discuss today's point. So my dear, let's understand the first point. Avoid appointing a candidate simply because you are short of staff. Again, I repeat, let's understand it. Write it down on your paper. You must have a paper and pen. Avoid appointing a candidate simply because you are short of staff. Never ever appoint a person when you are short of staff. Always try to find the best candidate. When recruiting a team member, look for their growth potential. Yes, when you are giving the job, this is your self-duty to check out that what growth are you all going to offer the staff member and what growth can they give you. You need to check it out. Let's understand, there are some points which I am going to discuss with you. Recruiting from the government training schemes. When you want a recruitment, check out the government schemes. Approach local, right? Local colleagues for new recruitment. Check out local approaches. Advertise in a relevant press for the applicants. Give a press note, give a press release. Recruit from the within your organization. You can find the candidates from your own company, own system. There are also some talented people which are not in your eyes. Ask your friends and the colleagues for the suggestions. Always take the suggestions from your colleagues and friends. Commission an agency to find the best candidate. Yes, there are so many agents. There are so many companies which take the commission, which take the share, and they will give you the best candidate. Let's understand the next point. Take into the account of a filling of staff when reporting internally. Again, I repeat. Take into the account the filling of a staff when promoting internally. When you are giving a promotion, so you must have the filling for the staff. And your staff also should have a regard and respect for you and the filling for you when you are giving a promotion. Let's understand next. When you refer for the promotion or you give always promotion, don't be over person giving the promotions. Always see the caliber of a person. Does he deserve this promotion or not? And is he ready? Is or she is ready to take the more responsibilities on the basis of that you are supposed to get the promotion? Let's understand the next point which I'm going to discuss with you people. Ask candidate what they did really well in their previous job. Always check out previous job experience, that how well they were, what qualities they had and what qualities they have now. So check it out. Never ever have just, you know, a blind faith on a person. Ensure there are no interruption during the interview. You have to check it out that during your interview no interruption should be there. Nothing hodgepodge should be there and it should go well. Let's understand the next question you need to ask from your side. Before that, I would like to tell you the point. See that new recruitments are welcomed and fully supported. I repeat, see that new recruitments are welcome and fully supported. Let's understand some questions. Question to ask yourself before recruitment. What did I do wrong? Did I recruit poorly? When you are doing a recruitment, you need to ask this question, that what was a mistake which I did? Did I do any mistake? And was a right selection? Did the person lack the necessary support? The person was lacking to find out the support and the help. Have circumstances changed so that the person no longer fits the original job? What kind of hurdles were there? What kind of problems were there? The candidate was not fit for the job. This is the question you need to ask. Is there any another job in which they could succeed? Is there any other job in which they could succeed? So what are the different fields, what are the different areas where a candidate or your colleagues or your staff member can be, you know, arranged and can be managed and you can get the best output of that? This is your own skill that you can check the right candidate for the right post. And my dear, this is all about an effective leadership skills which I have been discussing with you people and you have been listening my podcast. So I will say thank you so much for loving me and supporting me and inspiring me to listen my podcast, and that inspiration, motivate me to make the next episode. So I'll bring a next idea with you people soon. Until then, take care and bye-bye.